Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Clutch. Welcome back. Coolin' out. We are back.
What's up, everyone?
I feel like I've been gone for forever.
Yeah, European rel.
I'm out here. I'm classy now, but we got a special guest. He been here before, though, so I don't know how special he really is, but he's our boy.
I'm still special.
You still special?
I'm still special. Don't lie to me.
Don't shut me down. Nah, we got our boy Terrence in here.
Welcome back, bro.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
Thank you guys for having me.
This is odd. I feel like now, you know, we're recording. I don't feel like we ever recorded this close. Like, I feel like obligated to look into your eyes when I'm talking to you. It's very weird.
Yeah. I could just do that landscape.
Nah, it's cool. Now we're going to record this way. It's just interesting. It'll add a new dynamic to our friendship.
You've been this close before.
We ain't never been this close to y'all niggas. I'm like, oh. Oh, man. But how you been, man? How's life?
Life is good. I was actually telling Kevin right before the pod started, I got a promotion.
Oh.
So.
Drinks on you.
For the first time.
Okay.
For the first time.
Congrats.
So, thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Only downside is I got to go back to Chicago for training in December.
Oh.
Damn.
How long?
A week.
Are they paying for the hotel and all that stuff?
Yeah, they're going to pay for everything.
That's cool. You ain't going to be outside too much.
Yeah, I hope not.
Hotels got heat, man.
I mean, yeah, but I got to walk from the hotel to the office.
How far is it?
It's a block.
Nigga,
but
see,
it's the way
they talk about that with Chicago winter.
You got to get a Canada Goose just for a week. Just for a week.
It's a block, but it's over the river.
Oh.
So we got to walk over the river.
They really making you earn that money.
Yeah.
My boy got a promotion.
Congrats, bro.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So that's what I got. The good news today.
You just got it today.
Yeah. Congrats, I got offered today. Man. I was a little worried. They told me maybe 2 weeks ago. And today the maybe turned into definitely. So
So when does it go into effect?
November 16th.
Oh,
November 16th.
Give you a good date. Okay.
Right before the holiday.
So that means, you know, the end of December 1st, then you should get that raise and that paycheck.
Yeah,
I didn't know when I went to hit you up. When we going to get drinks next? I didn't know when. December 1st? Okay.
It'll be. You'll never know.
Oh, okay.
You'll never know. Don't worry about it.
Trust me. I know when people get money, they start switching up. You'll never know. But look at this new sweater I got. Start dressing different.
Active. Always out. See, the problem is I'm always out anyway. So you never going to know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You gonna be out when it's cold though? This weather just switched up quick.
Oof. Yep. It's crazy because I didn't have my AC on the last couple weeks, but I had my fan on. I hate waking up really, really warm, so I always have my fan on. Mm-hmm. And then there was one morning I had my fan on and it was just brick, and it's been cold ever since. Like, it ain't let up. Today was a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just been the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been really cold.
Man.
Yeah, I got a cold myself. Woke up one day, you know, you feel that feeling in your throat. Ooh. Yeah.
That's how I felt when I got back. When I left though, it was like 65-ish.
They done was dipped it? To like some yeah. days touching it's been 40.
Dipping. Yeah. I saw a 38 one night. The night actually I landed back Saturday, it was 38 at night.
Oh, it was cold that night.
And I got off the plane, no jacket, thinking I'm cute. Walked outside, waiting for that Uber. Nigga was scurrying for that scarf. You know it's cause when you like huddled in the corner. Just like try to fight the wind. Just turn your back to it. It won't hurt.
Man, that's the dilemma, man. Because I always end up going somewhere warm during the winter. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what do you do? You know, I don't want to pay for a check bag if I got my coat.
Yeah.
So it's like, what am I going to do? Am I going to use, am I going to have a sweater in my bag, take up all the space? Or do I just, you know, wear like a long sleeve and then just hurry up and get in a cab?
You wear the sweater and jacket combo, yeah. And then you figure that out on the plane. You put it by your legs with your bag.
Yo, when you go to Miami, like, I didn't go to Miami, but like I stopped Miami before I went to Nicaragua in January one time, and I'm on the plane bundled, like it's cold. As soon as you land, yes. You can feel the heat like through the plane, like through the plane. Like, yeah, I'm about to make a Miami trip sometime soon. Maybe January, February.
Along with the other trips.
Yeah. But that's definitely gonna happen. Somewhere where it's warm though.
Yeah.
New York it'll eat you alive. It's depressing.
Yeah.
But anyway, on some positive things. Yeah. Kev, how you been?
I've been cool. Just laying low. lot of more work in my currently. So I just really just been laying low. Mm. Just been chilling. What'd I do? What am I doing?
That's how you know when they gave me doing nothing.
Yeah, I really haven't been doing nothing. I went to like a housewarming in the movies, but I just been really been chilling since I started working more. I just try to just chill more. I am going to Seattle soon, so that's nice.
That's this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Life knows how to work, because when I booked in the summer, I didn't foresee it'd be during the busiest time of my year. So I'm
it works
thankful.
Out perfectly.
Yeah.
Need that break.
Mm-hmm.
Right in between.
Yeah, but
is it going to be a good break, though? Like, is it going to be one of them breaks where you're going to be like, well, hopefully it's what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't worry about work when you're on your break.
I'm not going to worry.
But is it going to be one of them breaks where, like, you come back and you're going to be, like,
swamped
with work?
Potentially.
We just ruined the trip.
Okay, well, not potentially. My bad. You're right. I did fuck that up. I was like, yeah, enjoy your trip, but.
that inbox.
You just did that shit so, like, casual. Yeah. Enjoy your trip. Have fun, but. Have you thought about after your trip?
What about the ramifications of your trip?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, you just been chilling?
Yeah. We just been chilling.
How was Chris's housewarming party?
It was fun.
It was fun?
It was good catching up with everyone.
Good. I almost made it.
In a while.
and then I got home and I collapsed.
That was the night you landed?
Nah, when I was on the plane, in my mind, I was like, oh, starts at 8, so it really ain't going to start till like 9, 10. I was like, I should be home.
True.
Yeah, and I was like, I should be home. I got home at 10. I was like, I should be home by 10. And then as soon as I opened that door, and I sat down on my couch, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to get up. I'm going to take a shower. And then, you know, woke up Sunday around 1 p.m. Still tired as hell. Like,
of course.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I don't go too much in depth about my life. You know, I'm trying to be humble rel now. You know, they say you brag, you know, God takes these things from you. I just made that up. But nah, I mean, we were talking before we started recording. You know, I just came back from Europe, which is beautiful, for a week. It was pretty cool. Went to Paris, went to London, and then went to Leeds, which is in like Northern United Kingdom. Speaking of Leeds, though, so one of my friends got married there. He's originally from there. Well, he's originally from Ghana, but he was raised there. You think people in London have accents? Just go like 1 hour outside of London, I couldn't understand a word people were saying to me. Like, I was like, yo, are you speaking English? Like, the accents were so thick, I couldn't understand half the shit people were saying to me. In London, I was like, alright, cool, I understand what you're saying to me. But 2 hours out, I was like, yo, I needed a translator.
It's a whole different language.
We're speaking the same it reminded me of like you know, like in Spain, they say like people from like South America speak different dialects of Spanish. So like they sometimes have a hard time understanding each other. Like I think it's Catalan and something else.
That's like
that's exactly how I felt. Like, yeah, we both speak in English. whatever you say, it's not registered to me. Yeah, but beautiful trip. I would like highly suggest any of our listeners, if you have a chance, you know, just travel abroad, go to Europe. It's a beautiful. Well, it's not a beautiful country. Go to, like, any one of the European countries, correction. They're all, like, most of them are beautiful. I mean, like, you know, the usuals, you know, the London, the Paris, those cities. But then you also have the Romes of the world. Mm-hmm. You hit the islands. You can go to Amalfi Coast. What's that? Oh, Ibiza, if you're really feeling up to it. If you're trying to die, don't take your girl there. Where else? A lot of places, though. But definitely, if you can get across the Atlantic Ocean, you should try to do that. And I was telling Kev and Terrence, a lot of flights are so much cheaper than they used to be, so it's not as much of a burden as it used to be to people to get out mm-hmm. there. So if you have opportunity to get out there, I highly suggest you get out there and just experience life and different cultures. It was beautiful. It was amazing. It reminded me of when I studied abroad years ago. Great time.
I think a lot of places everywhere. I feel like people, I don't know if it's just y'all, but I feel like a lot more people are traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot more people, like in our age group, and not even in our age group, like, you know, just I think that the way that the world is right now, the airlines are making it so affordable, and like I feel like every week I know somebody is in Bali, facts, or Colombia,
yeah,
you know, over in Europe, you know, Africa, people going to Ghana, you know, I feel like there's just a lot. Thailand, I feel like everyone
in Thailand,
everybody's been. I see people riding on elephants every week. I'm like, yo, y'all
riding elephants, taking pictures with tigers and shit. I've seen too many of those. I'm like, yo, y'all really dedicated for this 22-hour flight.
That's the only reason why I ain't been out there, man.
I heard it's really cheap though, and nice as hell when you get out there.
It's so cheap,
but
it's
I just
so
can't. Nice,
22 hours.
My knees were hurting in economy for this 7-hour flight, so I can't even imagine
a day on a plane.
Layover in Dubai. That's
you got layover and then. Layover in Bangkok. It's just too much going on for me.
It is.
But Asia is supposedly beautiful. Thailand is supposedly beautiful.
I see why.
But I think, yeah, I think like as time evolves, like I want to say just millennials, but like people in general have gotten more hip and what more hip. yo, Kev,
you kill me for it.
Yo, Kev is really trying to bring hip back into that was it. Kev read the dictionary and wanted to bring hip back into my vocabulary, and now it's back in my vocabulary.
You didn't even think about it.
It just came out so casually. Yeah, hip.
Mission accomplished.
Damn. But what was I saying? Damn it. But no, people are wiser now. Like even as far as something like fitness and working out, more people work out nowadays than they used to. So
that's all true. Yeah.
But I was gone, man. Catch me up. It's been a week of me being like completely out of the loop of like anything that has anything to do with culture or sports. I looked at a couple of box scores, but it doesn't do. You said you want to talk about Pusha T and Drake.
It's been weird, but it's sort of related to sports and the fact that. You know, the last time I came on was to talk about Kanye West and sort of related to. So I guess we can start with the things that Kanye has been doing. I think you guys touched on the whole thing with SNL in the last podcast. And
boy lost.
It's just been getting worse.
What do you think of him at the White House? Did you watch it, by the way?
I didn't watch it. I saw it was Kanye West and Jim Brown who has Jim Brown is probably the greatest running back.
No, he is.
10 years, 10,000 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different time.
I'm sure he took a lot of hits though.
I mean, of course he did.
And that's why he's talking the shit that he's talking. He's confused.
He's just always been. Like, he's kind of one of those people that you grow up looking up to, but then once you fully, like, look at what they're saying and understand the things that they're saying, you're like, okay, this person is probably not who I want to associate myself with.
Uh-huh. And that's Kanye's counsel?
And that was the person who was at the
makes sense.
At the White House with Kanye. And I didn't watch all of it. I saw parts of it just because I was so... It was the first time that I looked at somebody in the same room as Donald Trump, and I saw that, and I thought that Donald Trump wasn't the dumbest person in the world.
Damn.
Like, usually Donald Trump is the most embarrassing, maybe not dumbest, but the most embarrassing person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just watching this man speak about, just ramble on and on and on and on, and not one thing he said made a lick of sense. It was just all over the place. It was confused. It was a cry for help. I don't know what it was. And I mean, just the fact that Donald Trump was looking at him like, yo, this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta, you know, and I mean, I haven't. I told, like, since the whole slavery was an option thing, I've kind of distanced myself from Kanye West. I haven't
heavy.
I haven't listened to his last. I haven't listened to any of the albums that dropped on Good Music besides Pusha T, because I feel like Pusha T is.
That shit was fire.
It's
fire. Also the best of the fire.
Yeah. You know,
by far.
Yeah.
You know, and then I blocked him on Twitter. I follow him on Instagram for a minute, and then I stopped. And I mean, he just continues every week to disappoint.
But he got love.
Oh.
He got love.
But at what cost? You know, it's like, you know, he says he wants to bring jobs back to America, factories back to America. He wants the Yeezys manufactured in America. Adidas is never going to sign off on that.
Never.
Like, you think they're going to leave where they make these shoes for pennies?
Mm-hmm. If they did, those shoes would be so much more expensive than they already are.
So much more expensive. You're already paying $200 to $300 for a pair anyway. Mm-hmm. So ain't nobody paying more than that for Yeezys, and so
people will.
Yeah,
you know what, people will.
Yeah,
people will.
Just because it would then become more exclusive, and people would feel, I guess, better about themselves and more like, more exclusive by having them. That's how people buy half the shit they buy, especially in like poorer communities. People just buy shit just say they have it because you feel more exclusive. It makes you feel like you're better than someone else by having that.
That's true. I just
very materialistic mindset.
It is, but then he's going right now. I think, is he still in Africa? Oh, he went to Africa while you were away.
Huh?
He's in Uganda right now.
Previewing music in Africa.
doing what?
He's in Uganda.
Creating.
Previewing music to who?
To the kids. He's got hundreds of pairs of Yeezys. He's been giving away white Yeezys.
He's playing his music out there to Uganda.
I just saw a clip with some dude was bopping his head to like a beat. He was in the background bopping his head.
Did the guy look Ugandan?
He was black. He
like black.
He looked. I don't know who this guy is, but he's probably Ugandan.
Damn.
And
Kanye didn't learn from when he made what album was that? Yeezus. Did he make that whole album? That was what he made in Paris, right?
I don't know.
I don't think he made it in America.
Yeah, I remember it was like one. I think Yeezus was the album where he was like out of the country for the entire production, everything for like 2 months straight, and made that. And then whoever it is, he graced that with, and they signed off on it out there. When it came back to America, there was like two tracks out there that I was like, all right, cool, let's do this again.
I think that's the one Rick Rubin helped him on.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the one. So whatever he's working on now, he said he wants to drop another album this year. I think, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to drop.
It was supposed to drop
same day.
The
day after Carter Five.
Oh shit, Kev owed me a drink. God bless. Forgot all about that. But keep going.
So that's what Kanye's been up to, and that's pretty much been like. As far as like pop culture,
so what's your whole stance on him now?
I don't fuck with Kanye.
Are you going to check for Yandy?
Hell no.
Okay.
Is it? I think it's Yandy.
Yandy, my
Yandy.
Bad.
Yeah,
why Yandy. I got him like that?
Yeah, my bad. Yandy.
You're right, my bad.
Put the respect on Mahatma Gandhi. I guess that's Yandy. Who he wants to be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who Kanye is going for. But Gandhi. I'm like. Nah, I'm not.
Do you guys think that like he's really mentally ill right now, or do you think like this is all like a ploy?
No, he said he's sleep deprived. That's what it is. And he tested a 98 percentile.
That's 90 what he percentile, said. Percentile what?
You're human.
Look, this all happened this past week. I was gone.
Well, that happened with Trump. That's when
he was having a dialogue
with Trump.
But he was talking to himself. He went on a rant.
He might have been at that moment.
Yeah, he is. And I think, doesn't he have I guess it's postponed, but I know that him and Charlamagne were supposed to have a discussion. They were saying
he canceled. Charlamagne said I guess it is postponed.
Wait, did he cancel it?
Definitely. He said he's not going to happen right now because it's going to take away the focus from what he really wanted to talk about, which was mental health.
Who? Charlamagne canceled it? Wow. You got a chance to interview Kanye in front of a huge theater of people, and you already did it, you know, 3 months ago. Now you're like gonna sell tickets, and Charlamagne's like, Too much dip on your chip.
It wouldn't be the same because Kanye, first of all, I think Charlamagne would probably ask him a question, and then Kanye would just go off on rants. Yeah. And half the shit he says wouldn't make any sense.
I fully agree.
And then people on Twitter would try to make it make sense. That's what frustrates me the most. When like people insult my intelligence, I take it personally. Right. Even though you're not talking to me specifically. Mm-hmm. But when you try to take something that is so illogical and make it logical,
you just don't get it.
Yeah. It's like it doesn't, you don't get it. Like it doesn't make any sense. Like why are we trying to force this to make sense?
It just doesn't.
You don't
understand. Let it die. I feel like if I could let Kanye die, ain't no excuse for nobody in the world.
What if Yandy is fired though? What if he dropped?
It ain't fired.
What if he dropped? No, wait, no, listen.
It can't.
What if that first single come out is like on some?
Yeah, you're not even checking for it.
I'm not even checking for it.
Wait, no. What song was he arguing about? About shit. What was that? At your house walk.
Come on, dreams and nightmares.
Yeah. What if
it's like that good?
What if it's like dreams and nightmares good? You still ain't gonna check out Yandy?
I don't think he can make a song that good.
What
right
if he
now.
Does though?
He can't. I don't think he can. Not in this state. I don't think he can.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I believe he really could if he really put his mind to it. I think that he's like trying to like ghost. You know, you never met. I know a lot of people like this. Like two people who like try to think so much outside of the box that they're not actually like being themselves anymore. Yeah. And I feel like that's where he is now, making music now. He's like trying so hard to be like so different. Like that shit with Lil Pump on SNL. When y'all wearing the
Perrier bottom. You a 40-year-old man. You 40 years old in a...
My goat can never.
Yo.
That... Although... Because I'm... To be honest, the first time I heard that song, I thought it was the worst song ever.
It's still no.
It's not the worst song ever.
Okay,
I'll say that.
It's just the visual. The song is fine.
It's
not fully the song is, me, but it's
the song isn't great. It's not good, but it's just not as bad.
It's not
as
horrible.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna lie.
It's just the visual and knowing just, like the music you've made.
Or like that.
It's a 40-year-old man.
With his discography up until a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's...
But what you were saying about the music, like, he used to put so much attention to detail. Mm-hmm. Like, a song would take months to make, and think about how quickly he made Ye.
Yeah, it's just...
He's not putting the same attention to detail for whatever reason.
Not at all. And that goes back to probably last week was the biggest... at least in, you know, my view, as far as pop culture, the interview with... on Saturday, was it Saturday, the interview on LeBron's show, The Shop, with hosted by Maverick and Drake. So Drake went on.
You see that?
No.
Oh, that's the day you left?
Yeah, it was the day I left. Yeah.
Wow, so.
Missed a lot. I mean, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't check for it.
I mean, that, I didn't, I think I watched maybe like 15 minutes of that. I didn't watch the whole thing. Just to bring it back to the whole thing with Kanye West, they were asking questions about the surgical summer, you know, the Pusha T, Sunna added on, and Drake basically, they were like, you know, where did this come from? Like, did you have any idea this was happening? And you know, like, what's your relationship with Kanye West, with Pusha T and everything? And it was just really interesting to hear, like, Drake and LeBron speak about it. You know, the biggest rapper in the world, the biggest basketball, the biggest athlete in the world, and how Drake felt that Kanye ratted him out to Pusha T. He felt that, you know.
He said this?
Yeah, he said this in an interview. He said that he went out to Wyoming. He said Kanye was... He said Kanye was in Wyoming, and Kanye called him and was like, "Hey man, you know, let's work on some stuff."
Yeah,
you know, I know you
said he's a father now. Kanye said, "I'm a father now. I'm making money now. I want to be a Quincy Jones."
Yeah,
I'm making money now. He's making money for years.
Well, remember he said he was in debt.
So I guess.
Hey, look. Don't shoot the messenger.
We just relaying the speech.
We got love. The story. Yeah.
So, I mean, did you watch the whole, you can get better.
I mean, Kev watched that. Kev watched it live. Kev watched it live.
I recorded it. I just watched the highlights. So
if you want to give like a. But he said that he went out to Wyoming to help. He thought he was getting music from Kanye. The only thing.
He
but
he gave ended, him the beat.
To lift yourself.
To lift yourself.
The one he did the poopity scoop.
Yeah, that shit was terrible.
The beat, though.
The beat's fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
So he gave it to Drake.
Yeah, he gave said, it to Drake. He said 40 went out there earlier, and he said 40 said something was off, and that Kanye was working on an album. Drake still went out there, and he said he did work on Kanye's music. He didn't really get much outside of the beat. He helped him with Ye. But that Kanye released the poopity scoop, text him, and then
no. So while they were in Wyoming, Drake tells Kanye, "Hey, I have a kid." Yeah. Pulls out his phone, shows Kanye photos of his son. You know, tell him I'm a dad now, like just like you. You know, hoping that maybe this could fix their broken friendship or whatever.
Yeah,
and either tells him or plays him March 14th. He made some reference.
He plays him March 14th, and this is in Wyoming. And so while they were, they're in Wyoming before Drake got there. Pusha T was there working on his album, working on Kanye's album, the rest of good music.
Yeah,
but once Kanye told him, "Oh, Drake is coming," Pusha T was like, "I'm leaving." He's like, I don't mess with this guy. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah.
So Pusha leaves. Drake, 40 gets to it, and Drake comes, and they work on the music. At this time, Drake didn't know that Kanye was working on an album. He thought that he was getting help for his album.
Mm. Yeah.
So then whenever Drake leaves, the next day, the day after,
the dates,
come out with the good music. We're going to take over all of June. And this is like a week after Drake is like Scorpion.
Yeah.
Dropping June 14th, I think.
He never gave a date.
No, he gave the date.
No, I don't remember a date.
No, he just had June. He had June 2018.
Oh, June 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yes. So, literally as soon as Drake leaves, Kanye comes out with, this is what good music is doing.
Yeah.
And Drake, I guess, took that to heart.
And, of course.
And he said that, Kanye basically like broke his trust. He says, and then this is before even the whole Son of Adidon thing.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's another level of. Mm-hmm. So basically, Kanye gave Pusha T all the ammo.
Says Drake.
Okay.
And this is what the public believed for a couple of days. I'm not a Drake fan, although I think Scorpion was fire. Mm-hmm. I came around. That album was a pretty great album.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And
proud of you.
I was like, you know what? Listen, if the music is good, the music is good. I'll own up to it.
Yeah.
I have no problem saying that. I just think most of his music isn't good. That's my problem.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah, edit that out and loop the words before.
So Scorpion was good, and I was like, watching Drake explain why he have issues with Kanye. I was like, you know what? Kanye really fucked up. I was like, yo, he really he had no business telling Pusha T about his son, about the Adidas deal. I was like, yo, like Kanye really is just a dog, man.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday morning came.
Then Wednesday morning comes. And I wake up and I see Pusha T trending. And I'm like, what happened?
What the fuck did I miss?
You missed a 4-hour interview.
Details.
Pusha T had a 4-hour interview?
4-hour interview.
Yeah, pretty
much.
You watched the whole thing?
3.5 hours.
It's a pod.
3 hours, 30 minutes.
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing, though.
Oh, it's a podcast.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. He went on the Joe Budden show.
Oh.
Joe Budden podcast. And he said, I forgot to tweet, but it was like, we going to clear the air. And so I'm like, I'm ready. I don't got Spotify. I signed up.
You get a 2-month free trial.
I just signed up for the free one. You can still listen. You can still listen, but I don't think you can watch.
Oh, okay.
So
I got Spotify. I'm gonna watch that shit.
So I'm like, so before I watch, I read the highlights. But I mean, the amount of detail in this podcast.
Yeah, he went very.
Listen,
they asked all the right, all the shit I was like.
Everything.
Like, I always wondered, okay, if Kanye's flying you in, you guys don't bump into each other when you're working. Like, what happens in that?
Yeah.
He talks about how he feels about the whole Kanye-Drake dynamic, which is another thing. Because, you know, they have, like, a hot and cold relationship.
Yeah.
Pusha thinks, he thinks that's weird. He even says, like, this nigga's been dissing you all summer, and then you friends with him. He says that he doesn't like the fact that he plays neutral like that, Kanye. He says that
who doesn't play that he doesn't like that who plays
Kanye plays neutral.
Oh, okay.
Cuz he said when he's at war then I'm good and then that's it. I'm not good and then I'm friends with YMCMB.
Gotcha.
He says that if Kanye had gave him the photo of his son, he would have used it as he wouldn't have used the blackface only of Drake. He would have used the picture of the son. So I was like, that makes sense. But he also said the person who did give him the information.
So, I think the biggest, and I think everybody's biggest takeaway from this interview was Saturday night, we all think that Kanye went to Pusha T and was like, yo, Drake's got a kid. He got a clothing line coming out with the with the kids.
Don't tell me it was 40.
So,
the plot thickens.
Pusha T was like, it wasn't Kanye. He was like, 40 has been sleeping with this woman.
Dun, dun, dun.
They speak on the phone 5, 6, 7 times a day. She's upset. She came to us and said, this is what's happening. Drake got a kid. He don't like his baby mama. People been flying out, trying to meet the kid and all this other
presents,
stuff.
Yeah.
Taking him presents.
She says that 40's disgruntled. About some of the, I guess some of career-wise with Drake is a little disgruntled about a couple of things.
He didn't go into specifics, but this is the ammunition. This is where it came from. It wasn't Kanye. It was 40 and this girl he's sleeping with.
40 got, excuse me, so 40 got loose lips.
That pillow talking, man. That pillow talking. And I mean, I don't think anybody could have guessed. I'm surprised, like, you got the first guess.
But I mean, I always, like, think, like, the wildest thing, like, way out there, because, like, it's, like, the thing that you at least expect. So I was like, don't tell me it's 40. You're like, no, I wasn't 40. It was, like, some assistant. So I'm like, all right, cool. No.
It was 40.
Going to push it,
He's been upset, and he's been talking to this girl. And then he didn't say who the girl was, but just this is where we got the information from. And then from there, it got even crazier. So, it gets even crazier. So apparently, what's the app? The Pusha T album drops. There's that Drake diss song, and then Drake drops his diss. What was it called again?
Duppy
freestyle drops.
Which is fire.
And then Pusha comes back with Son Adidon. It just completely destroys Drake. Just the whole, it was a surgical, like.
When I heard from Drake, remember that week of depression after?
Oh, man.
When we just waited for Drake to respond? Me. We, like, jumped off the Drake bandwagon. Oh, I heard music from Drake. I was like, ugh, it didn't even sound the same.
Oh, no.
So then you hear Drake's camp saying, yo, we got some things on Pusha.
But Jay Prince told us,
Prince was like, nah, don't release it. They were like, nah, we're going to kill Pusha's career. Drake's people was like, nah, we're going to kill his career. And then they said Jay Prince came in and stopped
all that.
Pusha was like, yo, I don't know Jay Prince. He's like, I ain't speak to him. He's like, listen, Drake ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah, he said, why are you helping me out? Why are you letting me off the hook?
He's like, it won't benefit nobody if you let me off the hook. So then he's like,
makes sense.
So then he's like, I have no skeletons. Yeah. He's like, I have no skeletons. Mm-hmm. And he was like, guess what? They tried to find these skeletons. He's like, yo, he got a call in Wyoming. Ye dropped, he got a call from somebody in Virginia Beach that he ain't speak to in years. He gets a call. He gets a DM from a past life. He gets a DM like, yo, man, give me a call. We need to talk. And they speak on the phone. Apparently, Drake's camp has been going to people in Virginia, offering them $100,000
for dirt. So that was real.
On Pusha T.
And you say, oh, that's a good story. Then he plays the audio of some of these calls. on the podcast. Yeah, man.
So this guy, obviously Drake thought that there was a break between him and Pusha. So he's like, I'm going to get in with these people and I'm going to turn these people against him.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, he made Drake's camp, you know, he made them believe that he was like, I'm going to give you all this dirt and everything. And he's like, yo, let me hear what the other people have been saying. So he wasn't the first person. He's recording this whole conversation. They play him recordings of their other conversations with people from Virginia, offering them $100,000 for dirt. One guy who was recorded was like, listen, I need more than $100,000 because I need to relocate my family. Because this, he's like, after this, quote, there's nothing but gunplay, unquote. Yo, and you're listening to, it's not word of mouth.
You listen to the audio, and like one of the people they target is this woman that's like, was at his wedding.
Yeah.
And she like tries to sell him out. Yeah.
Like, there's three recordings that they play about this whole $100,000 for information. And this guy gave him all the Pusher.
Yeah.
And I can't remember anything like this ever happening in a beef. You know.
It was a great interview.
And it's crazy because Pusha could have used
Joe
all of
podcast.
It.
Yeah,
it was tremendous. They went between the three of them, like the questions, they nailed pretty much anything I could have thought of.
Wow. Just, it's crazy to think that this is, all those recordings are probably old. Like Pusha's been holding on to all this stuff.
And then
the shop drops and he's
that's why,
what?
Yeah.
That's
yeah, that was the impetus. He was like, yeah, I'm going to clear the air. Because this story is here, this narrative. He was like, I'm going to just do one interview. He's like, he told his manager, I'm not doing any more. But then the shop happened.
Like, and he had to get back out there and clear the rumors. Because, I mean, I could say, like, listening to the shop, they made it seem like there was no history between Drake and Pusha T. It was like all Pusha T egging him on, you know. And that's not the case, you know. Like, Drake talked about, you know, Kid Cudi's mental health issues and Virginia Williams and all the questions were like, you know, they asked Drake, you know, what was your impetus for W Freestyle? He was like, oh, you could talk about my kid. You could talk about my mom, my dad. He's like, now you talk about my best friend's health. And he's like, that's a line that you shouldn't have crossed.
That shit was wild.
He said, wishing death.
Yeah, wishing death.
He didn't wish death.
He's like, I ain't wishing death. I'm just stating a fact. This guy's sick.
Yeah, nigga, that's still some savage shit.
Real. But then he says, not that it matters. Like, even if he did, he said, if I did, that'd be fine too, but I didn't.
Which is the case. He's like, there are no lines, but if you're going to cross, he's like, there's no lines, but if you're going to jump in there and bring up my wife, then be ready because I can say whatever I want. And the crazy thing is, the last 2 months, he had all this information on 40. All this information about the payments, and Pusha ain't saying nothing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you gotta keep some stuff in that back pocket because you never know when someone coming for you. Then you'd be like, what?
Yeah, and so like they asked him, you know, what did he mean by surgical summer? And
he said he was ready to go.
He was like, I had it locked and loaded, you know. But Drake fell off, and he's like, I'm not gonna jump in. And he's like, I don't need that kind of light. So, I mean, it was just I'm pretty sure, like, we forgot other things that happened in the interview. I listened to the whole 3.5 hours.
I did, too. And as a devout Drake fan, it really didn't make him. I already thought Drake lost, but then when he's like, naming things. Like, when Drake wrote that, he said the dissertation in his notes after the blackface video, after the blackface photo came out, he wrote this, like, apology in his notes. That didn't look good. He's talking
Who
about...
Who wrote an apology in their notes?
Drake, remember for the
For his
blackface.
Instagram story.
Oh, yes.
That didn't look good.
He's like, that was a win.
He's talking about rules, but then he mentions, like, you did make fun of Kid Cudi for his mental health, and you're offering people $100,000 to dig up dirt on me, but then you say you want rules. And it's just, it's not a good look.
What has Aubrey said about this?
He ain't say nothing since.
What's his name? Maul said he spoke to him, and all he said was that he expected a retort. This was Maul telling the audience about his combo with Drake, and Drake said he expected
a retort. So hearsay, okay.
Yeah, and he was like, one day he hopes to come up and kick it, but he didn't really address it.
Because there's nothing you can say.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You know, there's nothing that Drake can say that makes him look in a good light.
How do you think Drake responds? You think he just lets this pass?
He should, because you, like, Jay Prince came out this week and was like, Pusha T's an ant and we can crush him at any time. But I just think the more and more you allude to this mysterious track, you hype up this track that we're never going to get. And even if we get it now, I can't even think
it ain't gonna, it ain't gonna meet expectations. Yeah.
Like, you should just let it go. Because say whatever you want, he replied and you didn't reply.
Facts.
In a battle.
You wrote a note. And
it's, you can't keep mentioning it because you're not going to reply. And then you let Jay Prince, you know, backs him, reply. It just doesn't, I don't think it makes you look good.
Yeah, Drake gonna have to drop some more music.
Yeah, just
go back and stay on tour, man. Because I mean, if you listen
music
to
through it,
yeah, if you listen to the shop, I mean, he was talking some big talk. He was like, "I'm gonna punch him in his fucking face."
Oh yeah, I forgot that part. Yeah,
who said that?
Drake.
Yeah, he said, "Yeah, I'm not going back and forth with you because I'm not trying to help your career anymore. He's like, somebody needs to punch you in your face."
He sees as somebody, not him.
Yeah, he said, like, you need to get punched in your
face. Yeah, you need to get punched in your fucking face. Yeah,
yeah, Aubrey ain't doing it.
So Pusha was like, all right.
Pusha still got braids in 2018.
He made fun of that, too. He was like, ain't nobody touching me. That's how he said it. And he laughed. Yeah, he was just taunting. And
I mean, I'm sure people will touch him, but, like, it just won't be Aubrey.
Right, nah. I mean, nah.
He laughed.
Yeah.
He laughed it off.
Yeah, so Drake thought he was going to get the last laugh, but... Those in glass houses. Yeah.
Damn.
So that was what a week happened.
Yeah. So that was,
So that it's was so detailed. It's like definitely things we're forgetting.
I'm definitely going to check that out.
I think the
make sure I download that for tonight on the train ride.
Yeah. I think in a positive note, not a positive note, but just another like thing that a lot of people didn't know. But I knew that Drake, that Pusha T wrote the, you know, I Love It, the McDonald's jingle. Pusha T wrote that.
McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, mm-hmm. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Pusha T wrote that.
Okay.
and the Arby's one.
That I did not know.
What the Arby's one?
We have the meats.
Bing Rames out there?
Every time you hear that commercial, 40%. That goes to Pusha T.
We have the meats.
But that was just a crazy, like, I think they ended towards that. You know, that was just like, that was just something I didn't know. And a lot of people didn't know, you know, so.
Yeah, but after they cleared all the important stuff, we got.
Yeah.
A lot random facts about Pusha. So more about me. Yes.
Story time with Pusha.
Yeah. They come in just talking about Drake, did we? We got 30 minutes left? All right. Yeah, y'all know I write jingles, right?
It was like every 10 minutes, oh yeah, we at the end of it. And it's like, I'm like, but there's another hour and a half. But it just flowed, man. It just flowed. And so it was a great interview.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
So I think that's hopefully going to be the end of it. I mean, not hopefully. I mean,
nah, it should be the end of it.
It should be.
It should be. I don't know if it will.
It's up to Drake. I think he's starting back on tour today or tomorrow.
I don't foresee him dropping any like diss song that would like.
Not diss song, but I could see some subs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you drop a fire song with some random subs. That's cool.
Yeah. But then you got to worry about what's coming back, you know.
Nah, at this point, not really. At this point, he's got to make the music and make sure it's fire.
No, I'm just. I mean, if he's throwing subs, you know, you got to worry about Pusha T's got more. I think Pusha T's got more.
Yeah, but
so subs, he sounded like he was done with it.
Yeah, but subs for subs, that's like whatever.
Not subs for more recordings. We don't know.
Pusha T, you think Pusha T, if Drake subs him or something, he gonna drop a whole nother diss track?
I mean, he could just go back on the Joe Budden pod. I'm just saying. It would be best for Drake to just not say anything. I think at this point, last week happened.
And nah, I'm going down on this ship with Aubrey. If you want to put another track, put some subs out there, I'm riding.
Yeah, he said Drake said, if it seems like I lost in the eyes of hip-hop purists, then I could live with that. I didn't like that either.
What?
Don't try to qualify it. Right.
Like we're the ones that seems like he lost in the eyes of hip hop purists. So whose eyes did he win in front of?
And he says that in the room with LeBron, who just moments before called himself a hip hop historian.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Did LeBron keep a straight face?
I think he had a crazy look. Because
I'd have been like, like what?
Talk about boy, and at the same time, talking about how he studies battle raps for a living.
That's what hurt.
Drake, I study battle raps for a living.
That's what it hurt. That's what. When Aubrey. You think about, yeah,
Aubrey. He said he studies battle raps for a living,
and he said these are rules. I remember just in what I can remember.
What are rules? Go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
That's what I'm saying. Jay talking about leaving used condoms in Nas's backseat. Gucci told Jeezy to go dig up his mans. Remember when
the one he murdered? Yeah. What he murdered?
He said that in the diss. And I was like, come on.
You want to talk about
Tupac and Biggie?
They died.
First of all,
don't talk about sickle cell. I mean, come on.
You got sickle cell, go sit down.
Before you sneeze.
Crazy enough, he did die from complications with sickle cell, which is wild.
Look, I'm just saying, just the past and.
If you ain't there, ready, no
nothing's
rules.
Off limits. Yeah, nothing.
And that's just off the top of my head. There's words,
and that's like actual like rapping like diss songs over tracks. Have you ever watched like battle rapping on YouTube?
Oh, that's a yes.
Yeah, I don't know how niggas even like survive that. Like yeah. I'd have been done slicing nigga throat. Like, you have my face yelling and spitting,
right?
Like, and got everyone inches. Ooh. Killing you. Yeah. Like, fucking snap.
Yeah, they were the prayer gun not in there.
Yeah, we spitting on each other.
Like it wasn't.
Make sure his man didn't bring a gun. Yo, we gotta go through multiple metal detectors, get pat down,
mm-hmm. Suck under his tongue.
Yeah, who are nigga pull up?
The razor.
What'd you say, nigga?
I don't know how every battle don't end up in a fight.
I don't know. Either. Niggas be disrespecting the shit out of each other.
They dap up after.
Yo, that was dope. That was a good. I mean, it's the same concept as like UFC fighters when niggas be like kneeing them in the face and they be leaking and then they get.
I'd rather
like,
you fight.
Then they get up like, and they hug each other.
Like my family and my kids, my girl.
Facts.
You know, it's just.
And then you got to sit there for 5 minutes and not say a word. Or you got to sit there and go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that.
Word.
Everyone.
No. That's right, that nigga is ugly as fuck.
You'd be like, oh,
damn. Man. That was.
Oh, my God. I feel like I missed a lot.
You did. I think you also missed the beginning of the NBA. I don't know if you guys want to change topics.
No, that's cool. It's nice, a nice transition.
Yeah, so.
You've been doing this for a while.
I think. Oh, no.
Humble nigga.
Special. Remember, you special. So, I think the other part of the Drake interview
was, which was kind of weird, was his interactions with LeBron. And some people said that LeBron treated him like a little brother. I thought it was more of a father-son type of a discussion.
Bron was son of him?
Bron was like, and so Drake was talking about the story and everything that happened, and LeBron was like, and what I tell you to do, and what I tell you to do. Yeah. And Drake was like, you told me to
chill.
Nah, yeah, chill. If he could ever let him down.
Yeah.
What? He said he texted Bron
and asked Bron if he could, what?
Because he, when he made a decision that he wasn't going to reply, he said he texted Bron.
Like, would I let you down if I don't respond?
You a gross man. This the nigga that we look up to? This the nigga that we aspire to be?
You should have never gotten that chair, beloved. You should have never gotten that chair. You should have told Bron and Mav Dog.
This ain't a good idea.
You ain't even gonna cut.
Yo! What?
Yeah.
Would I let you down? Nigga talking to Bron like he Jesus.
Papa.
Papa. Holy shit.
It just wasn't a good look.
That hurt.
It just wow, really awesome. I gotta watch that. Right, I'm gonna watch that tonight when I get to the crib.
I mean, it's just been that was just a crazy.
It was wild.
I mean, it's not that surprising, honestly, because like I mean 2010, 2011, Drake. He was like known for like getting sunned a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but now he's a different level, different status.
You got to move different. I mean, LeBron is LeBron. Like, there's only a few people who LeBron could probably like look up to. You know?
Yeah.
Like, world leaders, maybe.
But nah, Drake, you got to stand on your own, man. You're like,
are you Drake?
You like, running this rap shit. He running the sports world. Like,
y'all equals. You know?
Yeah. Damn.
Like, he's like, what, 2 years older than you? That's it.
Would I let you down? Imagine how Bron feel. You got Drake asking you if he would let you down.
Wait till you watch it.
You'll see.
It didn't feel like a fluid answer either.
What did he say?
I forgot.
It didn't matter. It was just.
But he didn't really say exactly like, nah, you can. He said something else and. Watch it.
He didn't say, nah, you can never let me down. He wasn't adamant in his response.
He wasn't adamant about that part. No.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just. It was a weird 4 days.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm never leaving the country again. But yeah, let's talk about the NBA a little, man.
Yeah, where y'all want to start? Sports. Speaking of Bron, I guess.
Yeah, start there, man.
0-3.
What have you been seeing?
They can score, but they can't shoot threes. But with the pace, they can really score.
Yeah.
They can't stop a nosebleed.
They don't guard anyone.
You score. They lost to three good teams, and they still trying to gel. They need to figure out the lineups. I think these suspensions will help. I think Lonzo should be starting.
Over
Ingram, that one doesn't help. That's a lot.
No, that thank you. Well, my fantasy squad. Yeah, what the hell wrong with him?
Well,
hey, man.
Scrawny ass coming out here like he Debo trying to swing on niggas. What's
that
wrong with
fight?
Him?
That was Saturday.
That was Saturday night, man. I mean,
yeah, we were watching at Chris's as a family. I'm like, God, damn.
Chris Paul. Like,
I don't remember the last time punches connected.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, Rondo caught him with that first punch, and I was like, damn. But then when CP3 hit him with that uppercut, you saw that nigga said the first punch he swung, I was like, all right, he didn't really catch me. Grazed him. Nah. CP3 when he stepped back and hit him with that old man strip. You know, CP3 got that Diddy bop. He was boom. I said, oh shit,
this is fighting.
And you know, Rondo lost because today he was like, Chris Paul isn't a good teammate. He's a horrible teammate.
Yeah, he's not a good guy. He's
That's how you know when niggas lose fights. They got to start attacking your character.
Because the film ain't lie.
He caught you.
Well, watching it live, I didn't know why CP3 muffed him.
Yeah, it was
like
quick.
And then it's like, apparently days later,
he spit in his face.
I watched the video.
Like, why are you reacting like this?
I watched the video and I still don't see it. It looked like he tried to take. Like,
people say they see it. I didn't see it either from what I saw.
I watched a close up video again today.
I didn't see it.
I got glasses, beloved.
I need stronger ones.
Zooming all the way. But you, there's definitely a moment like Chris Paul, he like jerks his head away. Like if somebody was to spit in your face, mm-hmm. like he like jerked. It was very sudden. And
I ain't see no moisture on his face.
I mean, maybe they were just
fingers
close.
In his eye, like they in wrestling.
My nigga, he was like breaking his eyes. You know, he's like, damn, you never been yelled at.
The first couple replays they show, he could.
Yeah, fucking nah. Rondo hit him though.
He did.
It's not until they showed like different angles. Yeah,
you saw when his face.
Oh my goodness!
Well, first he disrespected the shit out. He put his finger in his eye. Like he literally like tried to poke his eye out.
I was like, what are you doing? Because live, you're like, what?
Yeah,
you can't tell.
Because the camera moved. That's why the camera moved, and then it came back when they were already like brawling.
But you know, afterwards you get all the angles.
Brandon Ingram, he must hate Chris Paul. Because the way he ran back into that crowd and tried to, first of all, he can't fight because he swung at like
a pinky.
Chris Paul was right in front of him.
Thank God he missed.
He didn't even connect. He probably would have hurt Chris Paul.
Because he
was swinging with all his might.
Yeah, he was.
He ran in and was like, but I don't know what he was aiming at. But
but he was ready.
Yeah.
He was ready.
I was shocked that the suspensions were so short, though. Chris Paul got two.
One. Yeah,
Rondo got three, and then Brandon Ingram got four.
Brandon he pushed James Harden.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
which started the whole thing.
Yeah, but he was reckless with that last punch when he ran in.
Yeah,
he could have really hurt someone.
Yeah, he could.
So they gave him four games for that.
Yeah, even he said he thought it was going to be longer.
Oh, he said that.
Mm-hmm. Surprised it wasn't longer.
I'm good. Whatever. Cool. He on my fantasy squad. So come back and play with an edge.
One for each. You know, I mean, I could see that.
Chris Paul
$100,000, something a piece.
He don't deserve more?
He don't deserve more.
No, not him, but.
He was reacting.
Yeah.
You know.
Even I can argue only one.
I think him and Rondo should have got equal suspensions.
Nah. You got to retaliate.
We have no proof that he spit on him. I watched the video.
Multiple sources are saying.
I watched the video. Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
Did you see it?
I can see how you.
You saw the reaction. Didn't happen.
I didn't see
the reaction. If I can see how you, a normal person, would assume that Chris Paul got spit on by his reaction. Most people would say something happened. Like you don't jerk your head back like that for no reason. Maybe he was just spitting and he just overreacted.
Chris Paul is a better.
And Chris Paul, he's.
But he trash talks with everyone.
He's a better man than me, though.
Yeah.
Because if a nigga spit on me, I'm not going to just try to poke his eye out.
Yeah. And Rondo's got history.
But he's the president of the. He can't be the first one throwing blood.
That would have all been out of the window. Someone spit on you, I wouldn't even be thinking about that.
That's true.
Like,
yeah.
You spit on that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You spit on you, the first thing you think, I'm going to poke you in your eye. And Rondo said that shit to the next one.
Yeah, they said that Rondo's girlfriend was talking to Chris Paul.
To Jada. Yeah, Jada, whatever it was. Yeah.
Damn.
They all wanted that smoke.
Everybody. And then a lot of people were upset that LeBron basically like grabbed Chris Paul and took him away.
That's like, nonsense.
Yo, that's. Come on, y'all that's know how boy. Far back they go.
Yeah,
word. I'm gonna know him longer than any of y'all anyway.
Yeah, it's also easier to like grab your boy, the person you're closest with.
Because he'll listen.
Yeah, he listen. You can reason with that person rather than you trying to grab someone else. Or you grab someone from behind. They don't know it's you. Turn around. Straight on you.
And from where he was standing, too.
Yeah, he was right there.
Melo already took Brandon Ingram away.
Yeah.
And like,
I mean, they,
people already separating Rondo. What he supposed to do? Run into the fray?
Exactly. Like, I'm gonna stand up.
Lord knows, I can't see what happened to Drake and then see Bron take a stray in his face in the same week. It'd be just too much. It'd be too much.
Kev really won't be leaving the house. There with the blinds closed.
It's in a blanket. Eating soup.
Oh my God. Damn, I feel like I missed so much.
Yeah, so that was a crazy
NBA season just started though, but it's a lot of wild things going on. The Pelicans surprisingly look good.
They almost put up 150 in regulation.
Yeah.
These scores in general.
It's the shot clock. I think that plays a lot into it. When they get offensive rebound, how it only resets to 14 instead of 24.
Yes.
So the game is much faster.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You got less time to. So people are scoring. Like, what's that dude's name on? I should have picked him up. On the Pelicans. Mirotic.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
Listen, like 30, listen to this. So I had a fifth round, I think it was. I had a choice between him and Dario Saric.
From the homie.
That's my homie. Last year he held me down in fantasy. Yeah. So I'm like, damn, you know, but Mirotic is there, you know, and Boogie ain't there no more, and Rondo ain't there. He might get some shots up, but I don't really see him going ham.
Man.
First two games of the season, 30-10.
Wildin'.
Looking like he a star. Like he's the star to Anthony Davis' superstardom.
He might be.
If he does this shit, oh yeah, I'm gonna be fucking hurt.
You probably will.
There's a lot
It'll
of people,
translate.
But yeah. There's a lot of people averaging over 25 right now.
Yeah. It's only been a week.
It's only been two, week. Three games, but
you know, yeah, these averages will level out.
Yeah, it's also, but also like defenses have to like adjust to like the faster pace. Yeah. You think about it, most of the time when people get offensive rebound, they bring the ball out, they reset. And defense is like, then they get time to set. Someone get the ball, you got 14 seconds, they moving again.
Exactly.
Like,
it's a lot faster pace.
The Magic and the Celtics were playing, and they didn't crack 100. It was glaring.
Like,
looking at it, I was like,
what?
Everybody else they ended 130? In the 90s. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
They were playing like it was the
90s. Man, what are the teams? I mean, I'm surprised the Spurs won, actually. Golden State's going to win it all.
Yeah, sadly. The Knicks are looking slightly competitive.
Knicks are doing a lot better than I thought.
They're looking slightly competitive.
Yeah.
Just keep losing.
Keep it close, but lose.
Need the pick, yeah.
I mean, I was definitely – they could have beat Boston.
Yeah.
They could have beat Boston. They lost to the Nets, which shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, but
– And the Bucks.
Bucks look good.
That's another one. Then they just used to lose to the Bucks. It was like single digit score too.
Yeah.
Y'all know who looking good so far?
Who?
Everybody on my fantasy squad. Now Blake Griffin looking pretty decent.
Oh yeah.
Let's knock on wood. Let's pray he stay healthy.
He averaged almost 30.
I see the boy.
He's crazy.
I see the boy. He averaging like 38 rebounds and like 5 assists, I think.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know, I don't ask him much. I just ask my people to go out there and try their hardest.
It's just a weird. I think all, I mean, just football, basketball, it's just been weird. I don't know. Something's not right.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
In football, I was thinking about this earlier today in football. There's like, normally, like, there's like more than just like two really dominant teams.
Right.
Like, right now, like, team, like, in football, for like, it just seems like everyone's all over the place. Like, one week teams look really good, the next week they don't look as good. Like, if you look at like the NFL standards, a lot of teams are like 3-4, 4-3. It's a lot of like, teams just losing middle. To each other. Like, yeah. A lot of middle pack teams. And it's like, I don't remember the last time it's been like this.
Yeah, I think like last year, like by week 7, it was like 8 undefeated teams.
Yeah.
And this year, it's just, I think it's just the Rams. But even the Chiefs, I mean, they lost.
Chiefs
the
are fucking, yeah.
Chiefs are, I mean, just.
Yeah.
Yeah, he a problem.
Patrick Mahomes, man.
And my fantasy football league is a kid that made some trades before the season even started. He has Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Needless to say, he's undefeated.
Of course.
He's been just like, his fantasy like squad is like nonstop.
It's there are just certain teams that are just light years ahead of everybody
else.
I'm
hoping one of them get injured.
I hope the Giants can find those
years. Nah, it's over, man.
Listen, man.
Next year, man, it's over.
I stopped watching games.
What are we, no, we're 1-6?
1-7,
no.
1-6, it's week
7. 1-6, you're right. You're right. No. Yeah, as of last
one
night.
1-6, yeah, as of last night.
Only we beat the sucked. Texans.
2-4, yeah, 3.
We won a 6.
No, no, think of
no,
no. I know the record of the team we play against. So I know Atlanta was 2-4.
Yeah, we were 1-5. So now we're 1-6.
We helping everybody
out
here.
1-6. I mean, listen,
6 points in the third quarter.
We can go on a 9-game win streak and finish the season.
Not with that quarterback.
Whoa. Did you see Eli last night?
Yeah, a lot of
400 yards, a lot of dumps, interceptions,
a lot of dumps, a lot of just here say Quan, go get me some yards.
6 points in the third quarter, 400 yards. What they finish 400 with?
400 yards. He finished with 399 yards and no interceptions.
The Giants score
20. I think they lost 20
exactly.
to 23.
Eli's in the ice bath still today.
Listen, it's not all his fault. He's getting sacked. He got sacked 4 times yesterday, 5 games the game before that.
You know who's not that good? Nate Solder.
He's not.
We paid him all this damn money from New England. He's not that good.
And I mean, I think Eli's a Hall of Famer.
What?
I know Eli's a Hall of Famer.
What?
He needs to sit it down or move along.
He might be a Hall of Famer just off his last name. That's it. I don't
off his last names. I think that he's everybody in the NFL likes him, likes his brother. He'll get in. He won't be first ballot. It'll be like year five.
Can't wait to hear.
He'll
his
get
speech.
In, but you can't tell the history of the NFL in the, from the 2000s
how
to
many
the early 2000s.
Got two rings and two Super Bowl MVPs.
Not
how
many.
Long is that list?
He's also a quarterback, so they give them more credit than anyone else for everything.
And it's like revisiting his history, right? So he looks – so everybody's dogging him now, but in 15 years, everybody's going to be like, yo, like your levels rise up. Like you become better as time goes along. So, but it is time. It is time for him to leave.
Why are you so good in the playoffs and so mad in the regular season?
No. Giants is 20 – the Giants is 4-20 since that boat
photo. Since that boat photo.
4-20 So I think that the Giants moving forward, I mean, if I was a Giants one, I'd sign Colin Kaepernick.
Why not?
That's what I was thinking.
I'm like, you got nothing to lose. It's New York. It's not like he's going to a team.
At least he can run.
Word.
Because the line will be trash. Just run around,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be upset if the Giants
we don't deserve
picked up
this.
Colin Kaepernick. You know, we don't deserve it.
That's
you
the only
Saquon,
one.
Saquon. You got Odell. They had
the Jets are better than us. Let that sink in.
We did have a tough schedule. I mean, the teams that we lost. I mean,
no,
nah, my G.
I mean,
no.
Atlanta's defense,
the Saints' yes. defense.
It's the Saints. You got to score 40 to be
the Saints.
With these weapons,
the Saints didn't score 40 against us. They had an awful game.
I mean, boy, they scored a game after that.
Doesn't matter. 50? Against us, they didn't.
We kept it close.
We
kept
have the offensive talent.
The first game of the season, the Jaguars.
Jaguars are trash, though.
I mean,
they've fallen off heavy.
Yeah, they did.
But Blake going home, so he should be good.
They said Blake, but oh yeah, they
London.
Going, yeah, that's
he wild out there.
He said that's the second home. Love it in London.
Gosh, it's just been a terrible season. I thought the Giants had. Although
I hate when it happens this early. How much more we got? What? Eight more.
You
weeks?
Got nothing to live eight for. What weeks? Am I watching this for?
I stopped watching, man.
No, wait. 1-6
Nine more weeks. They can. I mean, they were 2-4 the first year they won the Super Bowl. So it's not impossible. But the NFC East is terrible.
What's gonna change?
Both years we won the Super Bowl. The first year we won, we were 10-6. That set a record. Like, well, we tied the record
for the worst record to ever
win a Super Bowl. Then the next time we won, we were 9-7. Then we broke the record for the worst team to ever win a Super Bowl.
So I mean, you just need a little.
What's
magic.
Gonna change?
Hey, we gotta win like nine. We gotta win all the rest of our games.
The NFC is so terrible.
That's
Washington is either. Washington. Although the Cowboys, they got
Amari Cooper
which,
for a first rounder. That was a lot. I think they overpaid.
Dak gonna get him the ball.
I think Dak is so overrated.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFCs?
Walking to him.
Carson. Oh yeah. That's disrespect. Who's the second best? That's disrespect.
Shannon,
he's
shot.
Clearly the
best. That name is so clever. Walking to him. I didn't even say his name. I was like, walking to him.
Yeah, that's my bad. That's disrespect. Yeah, he's easily the best.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
Alex
Smith.
Smith is good.
No, I mean,
if I had to rank him, it would be
he's serviceable.
Carson Wentz, Alex Smith, Dak Prescott, and then Eli.
But him? Eli at his best is better than Alex Smith and Dak. But
what
he
best?
He really gets to his best.
At this point, you got to start what he was, what? 2013, Eli, you got to start using these years.
He's like at his best.
I mean,
we ain't see Eli.
What?
Like,
January 2012, Eli?
We ain't seen Eli at his best in a long time.
He ain't good. But I think I went into the draft telling the Giants they should have got Sam Darnold. But
you told the Giants that?
I told them.
And you still think them. That now?
Nah. I think that they made the right choice against Saquon.
I think so as well.
For long term, because now, let's say you draft a rookie, you get the guy from Oregon, or even the guy. I don't think the guy from Alabama is eligible this year.
Tua? Nah.
He's not eligible because, I mean, I lose every game to get that guy because Alabama's just crushing everybody.
No, I heard you. He's in progress.
Yeah, so you get a rookie. So you get a rookie, and now you got two weapons, and you got Evan Engram and Shepard
too,
and you know you got a good defense. You know that can help a rookie, or you get a veteran and compete from jump. You know, so I think the Giants are in a good position, just not this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think they made a good choice getting Saquon too, because he's phenomenal,
lighting the league up, and the running backs are making a comeback.
Yeah,
in the NFL, Todd Gurley is just.
I feel like running backs like the one position where you could literally come and be a rookie and dominate.
Yeah,
if you know how to run the ball and like literally find the right holes and the right seams and know which where your blocks are. You're good to go.
Exactly. And he's, every time I watch him, it's just like, just a beast. And I think Odell and Eli's, their connection is getting better. 163 yards for him yesterday.
Yeah, but touchdown. Odell likes deep. He wants to go deeper. Pause. Eli doesn't have enough time to throw him any deep passes.
Eli has no time. He's got like 2.3 seconds.
But even if he had the time, you think he could even make those deep passes anymore?
All you need is two or three. That's all you need. He gets one or two now a game that Eli should get out to him. But all Odell needs is two or three a game, one a quarter. That's all you need.
Odell broke a record, like the youngest player last night to reach 5,000 receiving yards.
All Eli I could think Manning. About was our record.
I'm like, how? Think about how great he must be.
Yeah.
How do you do that with Eli Manning throwing you the ball?
And he
hit. And most time he's, and like for the past 2-3 years, all been short throws. Short throws and then him having to run after. And then he broke his leg last year. So he missed like, what, 12 games last year? So he broke all these records while missing hella games.
And people want to scapegoat him.
Listen, he got Eli.
Because Eli called, better be out the door first. Because
he calling out Eli and telling the world the truth. You see today they traded Eli Apple away.
Yeah, I saw
it. And people were going ham on Twitter like, you traded the wrong Eli.
That to me didn't make any sense. I know Eli Apple and Landon had problems last year, but Eli Apple this year has been pretty solid.
For a first round pick and a fourth and a seventh?
Yeah, that was stupid, man.
I thought they at least got a quarterback back. I was like, all right, but then I knew it wasn't a quarterback because when I saw the alert, it didn't mention anything, and I was like, all right, well, guess we didn't get
it. They hit you with the break-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you look for, but there's still more time before the trade deadline. So
who could they trade for?
At the end of the month?
Yeah.
No, it's like 8 days. Yeah, end of the month.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, end of the month. Yeah, 30, yeah.
Who can they trade for? I don't know any backup quarterback. The backup quarterbacks in the NFL are so terrible.
I thought they were going to get Teddy Bridgewater from the Saints. That's what they should have did.
That's what that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
With Tyrod, where's Tyrod at now?
Cleveland
playing backup to.
Oh yeah.
To Baker.
I
would take either one of them.
I'll take Tyrod Taylor.
Those are upgrades over here, and this is an Eli Manning fan. They're upgrades.
What about Nick Foles? Not that they would trade him, but is he an upgrade?
Nah.
Okay.
The Phillies first. I mean, Phillies.
He's not an upgrade over Eli Manning?
Nah. I watched a couple Eagles games early this year. He ain't got it. He ain't it. He won the suit, and that was it.
I mean, Eli ain't got it.
What'd it take to get Teddy since they're not going to sign Colin?
Well, I don't think we're going to trade anything. We just traded with the Saints today.
Oh, yeah, you should have.
So we'll trade again?
Yeah. The same team. Oh,
so we're just going to ride the Eli wave.
He's gonna ride.
I just don't know who we would trade for that could be a starter. Like, we have to sign cap.
That's not gonna happen.
Sign cap or who are back? I mean, yeah, I guess Tyrod Taylor. I'm trying to think who's a backup quarterback. That's actually
the team's backup sucks though.
What about Teddy? Isn't he a backup?
Yeah, I mean, no,
in the Saints, New Orleans. Yeah.
Teddy or Tyrod. That's about it. I don't know anybody else who's starting for the. Who's starting for San Francisco? Who they just
Bethard?
Who they just signed? What's his name? I ain't see his name in like, yo. I ain't see his name in.
That should say it all.
Since 2014.
No, I think we don't need him then.
The last time he started and won the game was like 2014, 2015.
Who?
The 49ers signed him. He's been out the NFL for a minute. Like Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, they just picking up anyone. I should have focused on that shit in high school. Just threw a football.
Are the Bills still starting
Peterman?
No. Thank God.
Nah.
He's terrible.
I don't know who
Colin need to point that out.
that's the main.
Yeah.
He probably
case closed.
He probably watching the film just like mm-hmm. him and his attorney getting all their notes together.
Yeah, oh my God.
And that dude got multiple chances to be terrible.
it's a different way for Colin, man. I feel like Colin's gonna win his case.
glad Eric Reed got a chance to come back in the league.
Yeah.
You know, although there was a little scuffle, he had a little scuffle.
With
Malcolm Jenkins. I don't know. I didn't really look into it because I just feel like people were blowing it out of proportion. I don't know if there was anything.
Well, he ran up to him prior to the game and called him a sellout.
Who?
Eric Reed. Eric Reed called Malcolm Jenkins a sellout.
Yeah. Ooh.
He said
he said a neocolonist?
Yeah, he said he took...
I don't want to misrepresent his
words. He said he took Colin Kaepernick's platform and basically made it about him and then used the funds from the NFL to fund his company.
Ooh.
Like, to fund his movement. So, like, now...
Look into that. It's layers. Yeah, it was just a football scuffle.
No, no.
And then he went in after the fact too. Mm-hmm. He called him a hypocrite. he called him a couple of words. I was like,
hypocrite, sellout, neocolonist.
Neocolonist. Yeah. We get called a neocolonist.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that can't be good.
Yeah, he's passionate about it. He meant what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. He did his research.
And
so.
Jenkins was just he hit him with the old fashioned. You know, I got too much respect for him. You know, I won't say anything bad about that man.
What's the next thing he said? Frustrated the fuck out of me. He said, "All right, I got too much respect for him. I won't say anything bad about that man." He said, "I would never say anything negative about another black man."
Come on, man.
Who was trying to do something good.
He sold him
who
out.
Who was trying to do something good in our community.
Fucking sell.
AK, well, he's... I said, what? That's your response?
Sprinkle some good old race in
there. Yeah, I said, nah. Chill, B. You lost me right there. So you said about another black man. I said, all right, cool.
Wow.
All right, brother.
Damn, I ain't know it went that deep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Wow, man. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, I mean, they've been, like, having some issues, like, leading up to this. Because whenever they had, like, the meetings with the NFL.
Yeah.
He kept saying Malcolm didn't invite Colin. But then Malcolm said he did invite Colin. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird.
But Colin did tweet to Eric Reed after he ran up on Malcolm Jenkins.
Oh, what'd he say?
I don't know. Just,
like, probably like respect.
Yeah, something like respect. Or something like that. Like much love or some shit.
Yeah, love my brother.
Yeah. Intriguing.
Because he did. I mean, Eric Reed, he did lose. I mean, a lot of money. Yeah. In the cap, so.
And now he's only making like a mil, I think.
Yeah, which is crazy because he's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. But, and he's only signed for this season.
Yeah.
Which is surprising that he's wilding out like this. Like, you just got back in the league and now you're still wilding.
You don't care
that much.
He with the
speaking
movement.
Out. He nailed before the game for the anthem.
Yeah, so it's just the NFL. I just feel like it's just been a weird couple weeks. Yeah. I think it's going to be – I want to say it's going to be a Chiefs-Rams Super Bowl, but you never know.
Yeah, Patriots, they'll
just come out the woodwork. I mean, and just
– True. Yeah.
Somehow, somewhere.
Somehow, somewhere.
Never excites me, but somehow, someway.
Those guys up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. You good?
I'm good. Yeah.
You want to shout yourself out? Let the people know where to follow you, where to find you?
Yeah, you can follow me at Yeah That Terrence, YEATHATTERRENCE.
This nigga think because we record at night, this is the fucking late night special. YEA.
Y'all going to tag me in the post, so y'all see me.
Okay.
You can find me. The people can find me, you know. And thank you guys again for having me.
Congratulations. Of course.
Congratulations on hitting that century mark with the episodes.
Congrats to you, man.
Know. So, you know, looking forward to the next 100 episodes.
Oregon, yeah. And congrats to you on your promotion.
You out here, man.
Oh, yeah,
I'll try.
Try to
you got to go out and celebrate.
Yeah, try to put that under the rug. I ain't forget. You said the 16th of November, huh? Put that right on my calendar. Draw a bed right there.
That's when I start working. I don't get paid a couple weeks after that.
That's fine. December 1st it is.
You got a credit card.
You know how them statements work. They was a month behind.
That'd be wild. You know how to put it on your credit card. Yeah.
It's going to hit. That'd be
imagine
wild.
That. Yo. Nah, you got it. Just put it on your credit card. You good. Man. Thank you for coming through, man.
No
it's
problem,
been
guys. Good as always.
Amazing episode. As always, people, thank you for checking out the podcast. I feel like I haven't done this in a long time. It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, last week was... just no pod was
yeah,
it was different.
Nice little break.
Yeah,
we back on it though. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Make sure you check out IGTV at Cool Now Pod, Twitter at Cool Now Pod. All the social media is the same. Make sure you hit us up on Gmail, coolnowpod@gmail.com. Any questions, suggestions, things you want to talk about in the podcast? Yeah, man. Keep showing that love. Keep sharing. We're going to keep doing this thing for you guys. Until next time, it's Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.